Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 29th of June, and I'm recording at 9:52 p.m., and that is British summer time in what was very sunny and warm London here earlier today. Okay, now let's first have a just quick run through for those of you who are in a hurry to move on, and then I'll take a longer look. So, the best way to summarize this situation, in which there was a lot of red on the screen today, as a matter of fact, only red here in these stock markets that I'm looking at, and that's over 35 of them, is to cite, for me to cite the ones that fell less than 1%, because that represents today very impressive relative strength. India, Sensex Index is only down 0.6%. Also, in the Asia-Pacific region, we have Thailand down less than 0.5%, and then a little over 0.8% for both Indonesia and also New Zealand. The rest, well, it was bloody, and in Europe, the biggest, weakest of these was Italy down 5.17%, but the Euro Stoxx 50 index was down 4.21%. Wall Street, not a good performance here, down just under 2% for the Dow, just over 2% for the S&P 500, down 2.4% for the NASDAQ Composite. Now, you know, you might say, well, is Greece all that important? Well, it's certainly not in economic terms. Psychologically, this is maybe one straw too many on the back of the market camel. We'll see. We are developing some oversold conditions very quickly, and we've certainly wiped out the rally that we had for a few days last week, when betting shops were saying that I think it was Betfair that Europe was going to hang on to Greece. Okay, elsewhere though, to wrap up this short review very quickly, the treasuries, U.S. treasuries. The yields dropped, but not all as much as one might have expected against this this backdrop here. The U.S. 10-year is at 2.33%. When I last did a broadcast, it was at 2.407. Incidentally, I was away because I had a difficult problem with my computer, which had been attacked by a virus which had got into my computer defensive systems in there, and it's taken 3 days to sort it out. But hopefully, touch wood, be okay going forward. Now, the VIX index, that spiked to 18.85%. That's the highest since early February. The U.S. dollar index got up as high as 96.39, but then gave up a lot of ground. Was that the Fed selling? It's trading right now at 94.858. So that's a sharp reversal. And the euro, which was gunned downwards early on, got down to 1.0955, but it's currently at 1.1239. How do you explain that? Well, I think certainly Europe without Greece is going to have a somewhat stronger currency, quite probably. And in commodities, the industrial commodities are weaker. The precious metals not showing much at all. Gold is about best, up $4 here today. That's pretty soft overall. And however, the indices, the commodity indices, including the softs, are a little higher in here. And that is due to wet, very wet weather in the U.S. growing regions, which has lifted wheat, corn, soybeans, and cotton in recent weeks, lifted them quite sharply. I mentioned those last week, and when I was able to get one of my broadcasts out and put up some charts of the three grains. Okay, so that's the short-term wrap. Now let me go back to these stock markets here overall. First, as you know, we have been in a corrective phase, and that's the May through October period. Overall, we know that can be quite choppy. I think Owen and I have warned of that overall. Certainly, a Wall Street correction of 10% plus is overdue, although that's far from confirmed here so far. We have had some statistical bear markets of over 20% declines by some of the more volatile developing economy stock markets, and that now includes China overall. I think India looks quite attractive in here. As I said last week, first the monsoons caught up with a hurry in mid-month, although there are forecasts that an El Nino will check that monsoon and lead and cause it to peter out sooner than it should next month. Hopefully not for India. It certainly needs the rain, but we will see. It's in the hands of the weather gods. Now, other factors for India. The state pension program, they have announced that they are now going to invest part of their very considerable capital in the stock market, and that has certainly helped. Also, China's weakness recently means that's no longer siphoning some of the more short-term oriented money away from India. But India remains one of my favorite markets. What about China? Well, it's getting oversold in a hurry. Here is the best that can be... No, it's not the best that can be said for it. We've had a couple of interest rate cuts very recently. Interest rates are the lowest since the 1990s, at least. Lowest since, I think, 4.85 is the that one-year bank rate in China right now. I'll try to get a chart of that up on the site. So low interest rates, monetary policy is going to be positive. We know we had a bubble, a rather silly bubble in the A shares, but it's the HSCEI, that's the H share index, and the HSI out of Hong Kong, and those indices represent excellent value on a global basis, and they've pulled back to their 200-day rising moving averages, and also very close to the major support from the underlying trading ranges. So I think that it takes a lot of nerve to go in and buy when everything is red and big percentage declines, but there is certainly some climactic activity in here, and some of these indices are oversold. But I would only nibble in an environment such as this. Okay, looking at this currency situation here overall, I suspect the Fed is trying very hard to check that dollar index rally, wants to keep that down. That would be the most dangerous thing going forward, I think, for the U.S. economy. against were the Fed to start raising interest rates. If we get people buying the U.S. dollar because they're expecting further interest rate hikes or as a safe haven position, that would cause more problems for the U.S. economy. So I think, again, as I've said it many times, but the Fed wants to see a softer dollar, and they may well have leaned on it a little bit in here today. Certainly somebody leaned on it. And as we saw from the reversal of those early gains, precious metals, there's just not enough interest. These patterns are still negative. I don't doubt that they're fairly cheap in here, but the rallies aren't holding. There are an awful lot of lower highs. They don't look promising here from to me. I have said in the past that they're closer to a potential future floor than they are to the top areas, although that's not a very brave statement since they've come a long way off their highs. I know some people, some subscribers are gradually picking up positions in precious metals, but I would do it on a very gradual nibbling on lower activity only. But that's not a policy that I would be advocating here at this time, because sometimes in an overall bear market environment, sometimes you do get a climactic sell-off in the latter stages. That would be the clear sign that precious metals were becoming interesting again, but I'm not holding my breath at this stage. And crude oil, well, certainly down in here today, along with the other industrial commodities. It's going to be choppy. I think that's the main story. And on that note, well, I'll just say it's good to be back and all the very best to all of you.